Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. Robin Drake joining us today, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. Essentially, Chad Daybell was in the early stages of starting a cult in Rexburg, Idaho. That's, I think, the easiest way of putting it. His strongest believer, Lori Daybell, his wife. Obviously, you know, humans have a super deep need to feel connected and valued. How did this play into Lori's attraction and the feeling of connection to Chad?
Boy, you know, when we were looking at this beforehand, and I didn't even remember the case. I had to go back in and research it because it's been a little bit of time with it, and you know, looking for theories behind it. And when I saw the cult theory, well, not the theory, the cult aspect of it, I was like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So here's a case where, and I actually pulled it up out of the book I read last year. It's Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, and Law 27 is people need to believe and create cult-like followings. And it goes to another book about sapiens and our evolution as human beings. The thing that allowed us to evolve is our ability to storytell, which allowed us to create tribes greater than 150, basically, because we tell stories and myths and it keeps us collectively together. The people that are the most needy for that will tell deeper stories. People that want to control others will tell other kinds of stories. They'll use fear. They'll use intimidation sometimes. But fear becomes that big one. And it looks like that's what they're doing here. And I'd love to know more about her backstory, about her need to feel valued and appreciated and where she wasn't getting it in life prior to this. Mm-hmm. So someone comes along and takes advantage of someone psychologically needy. And that's how these things really manifest, unfortunately.
Lori seems to be one that, you know, she cycled through many husbands. It is there a type of personality where it just, no matter how much needs are met, they really are never met with a human being, at least to themselves and their own psyche. They just feel never safe, never fulfilled, and they just keep searching and searching and searching for something that they'll never find.
Yeah, we see them around us all the time, and it's an unhealthy pattern of behavior that it's hard to break unless you actually have professional counseling with it. Because, again, these types of people are wound collectors as well. They're kind of different in how that manifests and how that comes out, but they're looking for that feeling of being valued and affiliate with something meaningful. And generally because it happens earlier in life that they were shunned, ostracized, bullied, you know, all the typical things that we all go through, but they didn't learn a healthy coping behavior for it. So they're looking for it in someone else for the rest of their lives.
We saw Chad and Lori in court yesterday, depending on when this airs, a few days ago, and they were both rocking ankle shackles, which is new to their attire, but both were doing their signature, smiling, absolutely nothing's wrong. Lori kind of had that delusion look on her face. What does that tell you about the mindset of where they're at this moment?
Truly committed and believe in everything they did.
Yeah, still 100%. There.
Yeah, they're still there. It's a great way you put it right then, is they're still there. the belief system that they have for the rationale for what they did is completely intact in their mind. So I was really thinking about this before we got on too. I mean, just think about 9/11. You know, think about the hijackers and think about what the hijackers believed they would get by sacrificing themselves by killing all these thousands of people. They'd get a place in heaven with the 72 virgins, whatever it was, they believed with all they had, with a smile on their face, this is exactly what my belief system says I'm going to get by murdering all these people because of my belief system. And that's exactly where I think you're seeing with these two.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it. When you have no regard for your own life at some point, and you don't care if you die or live or what how it happens, you certainly likely wouldn't have regard for anyone else's.
And especially in this case, as I think I've read it right, where they believe that they should have been dead already from some other accident, and this is their way of releasing their souls. They think they actually did a just and righteous thing, especially since if they believe that this existence on this plane is just a mere passing through and it's not permanent, in order for my children, who I love dearly, to really pass to the other side because whatever happened was inappropriate, then this is the way I'm taking care of that for them. I mean, that's a complete fabrication of exactly what's going through minds, and that's why they're completely happy and comfortable with their actions.
And they believed that they had been married several times in the past. And so, yeah, I mean, I think their thought, well, it's just another round. Yep. This is how this ends. Yeah. Do you think Chad believes the BS of his newly minted religion? Or was this all a play on how he could control people and attract women? I fully believe Lori's all in on this. But I do wonder about him. Two things he had trouble doing in his own life was attracting women and being in control. From everything we've heard of friends and family, that those were some real struggles for him. And, you know, he discovered a way to do it in this weird, you know, religious way.
I think you hit it perfectly. I think it's both. You know, what happens is that he developed a skill set to satisfy these insecurities and needs that he had. And the more you start telling yourself these fabrications and lies, the more they become truth. I mean, that's why polygraphers can never, you know, put their stuff in court, because if someone believes their own lies, they're not going to register on a polygraph as lying, because the body, if you believe your own lies long enough, they're no longer lies to you. So I think it's probably both.
Why is it that some people have to go to such great lengths to find this, to find whatever works to fulfill those needs of having control, when to the rest of us, it seems, well, just do socially acceptable behavior. That seems to work if you just go down that route. Yet they go to such further extremes to find it that would be much more difficult than just seeming to conform to what does work for most of society.
There's a lot of reasons in there, I think. But Tony, I really think that the greatest challenge that people have. So when you cascade on top of what I'm about to say with unhealthy behaviors learned early in life, it makes it even worse. And there's two things that really destroys behavior sometimes. And one is we have the horrible disease of comparison. And if you're too afflicted with the disease of comparison, you're always comparing yourself to someone else and what they have and what you don't have. And then if you're a wound collector and you're a victim, and instead of being a problem solver, you're always going to be chasing things, looking for material wealth. You're going to be looking for material things. You're going to be looking for likes on Facebook, whatever it is, because you're constantly comparing yourself to someone else who has more. And if you're going to be caught up in that, you're never going to win. And so you're constantly looking for more, more, more. And that, then the second part of that is more. And that's the cult of more. So you have the disease of comparison, the cult of more, and you're a wound collector and you learned inappropriate behaviors or dealing with your own stress and trauma from earlier in life, and you don't have healthy relationships surrounding you and a loving critic. That is a recipe for complete chaos and disaster.
Robin Drake, as always, thank you for your insight into these cases. Always love hearing it. If you would like to subscribe to the program, then please do so wherever you download podcasts. If you do it through Apple Podcasts right now, you can even try it for 3 days free with a premium membership and get access to our stories ad-free. Little perk for you right there. Be sure to check that out. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter @TonyBPod. Until next time, for all of us here, Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.